Good morning. Welcome in to our prayer time broadcast, and I'm thankful that you're with us today. Trust that you'll take a look at everything that's going on at WHCB by going to our website, whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org. You can find out about us there. You can find out about our community outreaches. You can find out how to send us your church news or community news. You can also find out how to send us your prayer request and how to give online to WHCB. You can also get our address, and you can send us a gift by mail if you wish to do so. And, of course, our on-the-web address is whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org. Okay? Great. Well, we're glad to have you with us today, as I said. You know, the 4th of July and the events that surround it always bring people to the point of fear. Now you say, why? Why does it bring it to fear? Well, it might be something that happens on the 4th of July, or it might be just the threat of terrorism, the failure of the financial institutions, the unsteadiness in Washington, jobs being in jeopardy, all sorts of physical problems, perhaps cancer or heart problems or diabetes or whatever. There's many fears in our everyday family lives, in our personal lives. For some, the very thought of getting out of bed in the morning brings fear and doubt about the day. And yet, there can be hope in the dawning of a new day, hope in getting through the next 24 hours, hope in getting started this morning. For those who trust in themselves, they trust in their own abilities, they trust in their own skills, they trust in their own jobs, they trust in their bank accounts, their wealth, their investments. Those who grit their teeth and attempt to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps often find that all their efforts fall short of removing that constant nagging fear of the future. Well, here's what the Bible says. The Bible has strength and solutions for any fear, for any of these troubling days, and anything that happens in these troubling days of our world, the Bible is the solution. It has the answers. Now, the 8th chapter, the book of Romans, Paul had this to say. Let's begin at verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? That is, all of the problems of the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then verses 38 and 39 close out this 8th chapter. For I am persuaded, says Paul, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If I were preaching to a congregation of 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, or one, I would repeat those verses, and I'm going to do it right now. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Are you still fearful? Are you bound up with fear when the Scriptures repeatedly tell us of the love of God and how the love of God was expressed in the sinless life, sacrificial death, and glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the only reliable authority that can keep the hounds of fear from our very person. You see, we must surrender with full reliance and dependence upon our great, almighty God of the universe, who made all this and keeps it running perfectly, by the way, for us to be living a free from fear life in these terribly dark and even getting darker days. The world gives us no guarantee of anything, much less a trouble-free life. The only thing the world gives is fear. If we surrender our minds and our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, He promises to give us all that we need to overcome the fear of the bad times. He has promised to give us life and to give it to us in great abundance. And what do? Well, let's hearken to the words of the Apostle Paul when he wrote and he said, "I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." It's nothing that's out of the ordinary. It's what we ought to be doing, presenting ourselves 100% to Almighty God for His service. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Hallelujah. We don't have to have fear. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to wonder what's going to happen next. We don't have to be concerned about what's going to happen next. We are to be trusting in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Trust Him and forsake the fear. Heavenly Father, thank you for this reminder once again of your wonderful grace and goodness to each and every one of us. Thank you for reminding us that we don't have to live in fear, but we can have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for that reminder, and thank you for putting it in our hearts once again to rejoice in the Lord, to rejoice in the Lord, in all things to rejoice. Father, thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for loving us beyond measure. Thank you for giving us freedom from fear. And thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ that absolutely gets us all excited. Thank you for showing us your love in so many wonderful, wonderful ways. Now, Father, we ask that you'd meet the needs of these dear folks today. Meet the needs of this ministry. Make provision for all of us, we pray. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.